Sabara Narutomi take the role, please?
Okay. Could somebody please mute who's having dinner and dishes in the background? Please mute. Okay. KPFA, Sasha Futran. Sasha Futran.
Here.
Okay. Oh, here, present. Okay. Can you mute, Sasha?
I'm sorry, you want me to mute?
Yes, please. Thank you. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Present. Okay, Janet, present. Margie Wilkinson. Margie, I do not hear you. Grace Aaron.
Grace? Here. Here.
Grace, present. Okay. Myla Reason.
Here.
Myla, present. Okay. Jonathan Alexander. Jonathan, I can't hear you. Dorothy Rayek.
Here.
Dorothy, present. William Heerwagon from WBI.
Present.
William, present. William, present. Frank Lefevre. Frank, I do not hear you. Okay. KPFT. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Wesley, present. Anansi Saibara Naitami, I'm present. Okay, and Venetia Patel Adams.
I'm here.
Venetia, present. Deb Shafto. Deb, I do not hear you. Okay, from WPFW, Ron Pinchback. Ron, I do not hear you. And Nancy Sorden. Nancy, I do not hear you. Okay, we have 9 of 15. We have quorum is established.
All right, thank you. This is William again. I sent out a draft agenda and put it on kpftx.org. We called to order. We did the roll call. Next item, let me read you, selection of timekeepers. Anybody willing to keep time, which would normally be the time for the items as listed on the agenda, or extended if needed, and speakers, any volunteers? Thank you all. We'll try to somehow figure out how to time these items. Next item, number 4, is the agenda approval. Anybody care to make a motion to approve the draft agenda?
Nancy from KPFT. I have not received it yet, but I'm not online, so if you could...
Okay, I can read the whole agenda, yeah. The draft agenda, and for people who didn't get it, and I guess for the public, if there's anybody listening, 1, call to order, 2, roll call, 3 minutes, 3, selection of timekeepers, 2 minutes, 4, agenda approval, 5 minutes, 5, open session minutes approval, 10 minutes. 6, fiscal year 2014 audit, auditor's open items with management and balance payable to auditor, 15 minutes. 7, fiscal year 2015 audit status, 15 minutes. 8, new business, 15 minutes. And 9, adjourned by 9:45 p.m. Now, does anybody care to make a motion to approve the agenda? And then we can take changes if anybody has any.
So moved.
Who was that?
So moved.
Who was that?
Dorothy.
Okay, Dorothy.
And are there any discussion on the agenda?
This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Somebody else want to go before me? Okay, so I'm wondering whether we should add a discussion of inviting the IED to come to our next meeting in December.
Sure. Would you like to add that under new business?
Yes.
Okay. Any objections to adding under new business an item for possibly discussion of possibly inviting the interim executive director to a meeting? no objections, so that will be amended into the agenda. Any other items for the agenda?
Nancy, a KPFT. I'd like to put one. Oh, sorry.
Hi. I'm sorry. This is Myla. I was trying to unmute. Can you hear me?
Nancy was beginning to speak. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi, you wanted to say something about the agenda?
Yes. One new item I'd like to put, a discussion on the board's researching a pro bono financial advisors or auditors or CPAs to come and help at the station finance committees, if they have one. How the committee? Yeah. So that's
any any comments on adding that?
This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
I have a question. There's been no motion to do that, or no formal action to do that. So I'm not sure what you're referring to. I know there's been somebody has suggested it, but it's not been discussed or nothing formal
okay.
has happened with that.
Yes, and yes. That's why I want to put it on.
On that?
Yeah, but there's nothing that your sorry, may I share?
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah. It sounded like your item would be to discuss the PNB's action on doing that, but the PNB hasn't. So what would this discussion be?
Well,
Nancy, go ahead.
I think it was somebody else that asked to be on. Anyway, I wanted just to have the committee discuss whether they thought it's a good idea or not.
Wait, could you point of information?
And the committee.
Point of information. This is Myla. I'm wondering if you could be more explicit about what you're talking about, please. You
yes,
keep referring
about-
to it. What is it that you want? Please be explicit.
Well, this is William. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi wants to add a discussion of the possibility of finding auditors, accountants to help LSBs. And now, does anybody else wish to address that before I'd like to say something? Hearing no one else.
Yeah, Nancy. I can put it this way: if the committee thinks this is a good idea, I got it on the agenda like the end of last year, so like the last meeting of August. Never got to discuss it. So, if the committee decides that it's a good idea and that the LSP is a suggestion, then or that the committee just thinks it's a good idea, then we can report back to our LSPs and not have to bother the PMB. And the LSBs can pick up the idea, and that the audit committee thinks is a good idea, and they can find some pro bono people that are maybe retired, like Frank Lefevre was suggesting. That there are people like that that do. We have one.
I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Venetia. I think that's you, Venetia.
Yes. So, does the audit committee have any authority, for lack of a better word? As far as if we pass, I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's a good idea. But if we were to pass such a motion, does it, do the LSBs have to do anything, or is it just a recommendation?
Well, this is William. I'm going to respond to that and say that I don't think it's in the purview of the audit committee to discuss getting people to help LSBs. So I think that's probably a PNB issue, and maybe I don't know where it should start, but it certainly has nothing to do with the audit.
This is Myla. Can I weigh in, please?
Sure, go ahead, Myla.
Chair, point of order.
Point of order from Janet.
Or point of information. So,
point of
just.
Yeah.
What's your question, Janet?
Excuse me, I'm addressing the chair. So this is a discussion of adding an agenda item, right? It sounds a little bit like it's a discussion of the item itself.
That's not a point of work. That's not a
point of... Myla, who's chairing?
That's not a point of information. Point of information is a question.
It's a very good point of order, what she said initially, that we shouldn't be discussing the merits of it. We should just be discussing whether we want to add it to the discussion to the agenda. My comment would be no, we don't. It's not in the purview of the audit committee. But anybody else, if they want to...
William, this is Myla. I've been wanting to speak to that point that you just raised.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Myla.
I think it is within the purview of this committee to discuss it and put it on the agenda, and then we can decide. We can either make a recommendation to the PNB to have them take it back to their LSBs, or LSBs can work on this independently of the PNB.
Okay.
So Janet, for the stack.
Go ahead, Janet.
I agree with William. I think it's beyond the purview of this committee.
Okay, so do I take that as an objection to adding this to the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, so Nancy, could you take call the roll on adding this item to the agenda?
This is Grace. Can I make a comment first?
Sure, go ahead, Grace.
Okay. In the last PNB meeting on the agenda, there was an item that basically covers this. We never got to it, but it was on the agenda. It was put forward by Michael Novick, just basically exactly what Nancy is stating. So it will be taken up by the PNB somewhere, hopefully soon. So I don't think we need to duplicate that effort.
Okay.
Thank you, Grace.
Chair, I could actually read it if you want. It's short.
The one that the PNB is considering?
It's on the agenda. It's on the agenda. It doesn't necessarily, you know, when something being
okay,
on the agenda doesn't.
If it's very short, then we'll go.
It's very short.
Somewhere. Go ahead.
Okay, it's a motion regarding volunteer accounting and financial talent. Resolved that the PNB direct the CFO to seek volunteer accounting and financial talent from organizations such as SCORE and RSVP that make retired professionals available to nonprofit organizations, period.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would just say, Nancy Sabarinara, tell me who raised this. Do you still want to try to add that to the agenda?
No, my request for information, can I request to not have to do a roll call? I'm very happy.
Okay, so you're saying you'd like to withdraw?
Yes.
Okay, is there any objection to... Hello, this is William again. Any objection to Nancy withdrawing that motion to add this item to the audit committee agenda? Hearing no objections, that is Nancy. We allow Nancy to withdraw her motion.
Okay, this is Myla. I have another addition to the agenda.
Okay. Go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to invite the auditor to our next meeting.
Okay, any discussion on inviting auditor?
Chair, point of order.
Go ahead, Janet.
This is not a discussion of inviting the auditor. It's a discussion of adding that to the agenda.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
You're right. Anybody object to, is there any discussion of adding this item to invite the auditor to the agenda?
Yes, I'd like to say something, Janet.
Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I mean, as long as it's not for the next meeting, It's just would there's an agenda item to invite the IED, and you wouldn't we can't have the management and the auditor on the same call on the same at the, so or at the same time anyway.
Okay, interesting point. Thank you. And this would be a discussion of inviting the auditor to a meeting, not necessarily the same meeting as the IED. Was that all right with you, Myla?
No, I'd like it to be to the next meeting. They can be on at different times, or maybe we won't agree to have the ED on in lieu of having the auditor on. Maybe the, you know, so I want to talk to the auditor at the next meeting.
Any further discussion on adding to the agenda a discussion of inviting the auditor to the next meeting? Any further discussion?
Well, Janet, I just have a point of information.
Point of information, that's Venetia?
Yes. Where is this going to be, at the end of the agenda?
This would be near the end under new business, yes. 8B, if it's added.
Thank you.
Janet?
You're welcome. Janet Coburn, go ahead.
Well, didn't we have a discussion of this couple months ago or something? And it was, there were issues about cost of having the auditor be on the call. So I don't know if it would be, I don't understand why we would have this discussion yet again.
Okay, so are you objecting to adding this to the agenda?
Yes, I'm not objecting to this committee speaking to the auditor, but it would need to be the finances would need to be worked out or something beforehand, and apparently that has not been done. So,
and I would just that we don't know why we need to talk to the auditor right now. Okay. So
can I ask Sasha with a point of information or question here?
Go ahead, Sasha.
So I agree with Janet on that. My question is, are there some Robert's Rules of Order about discussing putting something on the agenda month after month after month, the same thing? I mean, we've had this discussion actually more than once. And we did not have the authority to put the auditor on because we don't have the budget for it. So do we really have to do this every month?
Okay, so I'll take that as a support for the objection. So,
my question, is there something in Robert's Rules of Order that does not allow the same item to be placed on the agenda and defeated month after month after month and then prop up its ugly head again? I mean, it's such a waste of time.
Chair, Janet, may I respond? Unless somebody else. Well, I believe that it's called dilatory. Sasha, I think.
This is someone asking the kitchen to close to mute yourself. Was ever working in the kitchen? I think you might have. Thank you.
This is Sasha. I didn't catch. All I heard was part of Janet's sentence. It's called dilatory. And what does that mean in terms of
believe,
whether it's loud or not?
All right. So may I, Chair?
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I believe that what your question is there something in Robert's Rules? And I believe there is, and it's called dilatory, but I'm not totally sure. I'll look it up. But I don't have it off the top of my head right now.
This is Grace. I'd like to
go ahead,
speak.
Grace.
Well,
go ahead, Grace.
Something has come up that the 2014 audit.
Why do you keep opening the door?
It was costing more money than we, even more after it was supposed to have been almost totally completed. So we did ask the auditor a lot of questions, which were answered in writing to us and verbally, and that was very helpful. However, there may be a few other questions that we should have the information to for about obviously the 2014 audit still hasn't been completely completed. So if we don't have the auditor on the call, I think we should at least, as the audit committee, ask in writing for answers to these questions, which are not dilatory because they are new questions that we need the answers to. So to ask for answers to questions that we already got answers to would certainly be dilatory. But to get answers to new questions is not dilatory. So I don't know if we need to have the auditor on the call. We might not want to wait an entire month before getting the answers, but I think we certainly should get the answers to what's been happening with the audits and how much they're costing and why there are delays.
Well, Chair, this is Janet. May I get on the stack one?
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, to me, those matters would be for the discussion today on the agenda about the audits, and also would be for management too. So I don't see why the auditor would need to be asked those questions.
I was going to say something like
this. This is Myla.
This is William talking, thank you. I was going to say something similar, that we have number 6 on the agenda to talk about the fiscal year 2014 audit, we might learn something there, and we could also then raise items to be discussed. So sounded like Grace was saying maybe we don't need to invite the auditor. I'm not sure that's what she was saying. And Myla, you wanted to now say something.
Well, I just wanted to respond to the point that since we have management on, and management can answer questions that the auditor might be answering. And I think that it's important for us to keep in mind that the auditor is auditing management. And they may not be in agreement about the answers. So since it is our responsibility to be working with the auditor, not with management, I think that it's important to get the perspective of the auditor to make sure and verify that the information that we're getting from management is accurate. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I took it that there were objections to adding this item to the agenda. So as secretary, could you call the roll on adding this item about inviting the auditor to the agenda?
The meeting.
You mean inviting the auditor to the next meeting? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
About adding that item to the agenda, yes.
Oh, adding the item to the agenda, okay. All right. KPFA, Sasha?
No.
Sasha, no.
No.
Sasha, no. Janice Coburn?
No.
No. Janice, no. She's not here. Okay, Grace Aaron. Grace?
Yes.
Grace? Yes. Okay. All right. Myla Reason.
Yes.
Myla.
Yes.
Yes. Myla, yes. Okay. Jonathan Alexander is not here. Dorothy.
Yes.
Dorothy, yes. William Heerwagon.
No.
William Heerwagon, no. Frank Lefevre. Oh, Frank's not here. Okay. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Wesley Bethune, no. Nancy Sabaranite, no. Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
No. Okay, Deb Shapto not here. Ron Pinchbeck not here. Nancy Sabaranite not here. Yes is Sasha. Jan, I'm sorry. No is Sasha. No, Janice.
David.
William 3. 4. Nancy 5. Venetia Patel Adams.
Janet, point of personal privilege.
Yeah, I think you're going to say, could somebody mute? Yes.
Could everybody mute who is not speaking?
Can you mute?
Other than Nancy, because we can't really hear what she's saying.
How do you mute? Pound six?
Pound one. Okay, and that was six no's, Sasha, Janet, William, Wesley, Nancy, Venetia. Okay, and then the yeses are Grace and Grace Aaron, Amila Reason, and Dorothy Rayek, yes, and that's three. So 6-2-3. So the motion fails.
Okay, so that will not be added to the agenda. Any other discussion on the agenda? Hearing none.
I have a question. This is Dorothy. What the hell are we doing if we're the audit committee and we're never talking to the auditor? I mean, it's just so bizarre. We're on the phone now for 45 minutes.
Out of order.
To accomplish absolutely nothing. I'm done.
I wish.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the agenda as amended, which included a discussion of inviting the IED? That was the amendment. Any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Thank you. The draft agenda is next. The permanent agenda, or the approved agenda. Let's see. What is next? We have open session minutes approval. I'm not sure there are any. Didn't we have a different, was it Venetia? Was secretary last time? Or am I imagining?
No, it was me. I don't have those minutes ready just yet.
Okay, so there are, as far as I know, there are no other open session minutes for discussion. Anybody know otherwise?
No, they're all, no,
okay,
no more.
Okay, so we'll move on. Number six is the fiscal year 2014 audit and the auditor's open items and the management, with management, and the balance payable to the auditor. I heard from the auditor and management, and that the questions that were still open with the auditor were resolved today concerning accruals on legal fees as of the end of September 30th, of 2014, that is the end. the second point was that there was a $23,154 balance, and the auditor was hoping to get half and then be able to issue the audit. And I heard from the IED that tomorrow they will be paying $12,000 to the auditor, so hopefully we will soon have there'll be a draft to this. A difference there. I don't know what that is. I don't have any radios or anything on, so somebody might cause that. And the auditor said this. It's ready to be issued pending the receipt of that payment and closing out a few minor items. Now, what the definition of a few minor items is, I'm not sure. But hopefully we'll have a audit report very soon. It may go to management first and then to the public, and we might be in the middle there somewhere. So that's the status of the 2014. So I don't think we have lots of questions about the 2014 audit.
I have questions. This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
I'd like to, I'm wondering, did you get this information verbally or in writing from the auditor?
I have an email from the auditor.
Is there some reason why you haven't forwarded all emails, communication from the auditor to you, to the committee?
No particular reason. I figure I can tell. I just basically read you the email. But
I, for one, would very much appreciate it if we could have that degree of transparency, which would be achieved if you were to forward to all audit committee members all communication from the auditor to you. I mean, it's nice to have a verbal report. I appreciate it, but I would also like to see it in writing if it arrived in writing to your email. Thank you.
This is Sasha. I'll second that.
Okay, yeah, I'll forward it after the meeting. I won't be able to do it during the meeting, but I'll forward you a nice short email. I'll send it to you afterwards, and it doesn't say anything beside what I said.
Oh, I totally believe you, but I'd also like all past communication as well, not just this one, but all past communication from the auditor to you. If you could do that, I would really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay,
is
so is there any other...
Hi. So if I may, I think that's going to be a real nuisance, but I think it will help dispel all kinds of rumors and conspiracy theories floating around. And so I think it would be a very good idea to do it for that reason. I have total faith and belief that you are telling us it as it is. But
okay,
I don't think
you.
Everyone does.
Okay.
Okay.
I will send it out after the meeting. I can't do
thank
it here. My devices are not functioning
well. To all of us,
well.
Everybody, just send it out to the committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll
okay.
do.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion to do with the 2014 audit? Hearing none. We're getting through this rather
yes,
quickly.
Yes. I'm sorry. I have a 2014 audit. I'm sorry. William.
Is that Grace?
Yes. I got distracted by some noise here. Can you reread? This, is there a salient point in what you just read from the auditor about this?
Okay, I'll read the whole thing. Before
yes, please reread it.
Slight summary. Here it says, hi, William. Yes, this is from Grantland. Yes, I just resolved the accrual question with management today. The retention amounts have been properly accrued as of September 30th, 2014. In the paragraph, the current amount due is $23,154, and we have not received any payment. I followed up with Lydia today, and management will make its best effort to pay down half soon. The audit report is essentially ready to be issued, pending receipt of the payment and closing out a few minor items. I left out something here. What's that? The retention amounts for the brown/white matter have been properly accrued as of 9/30/14. That was legal fees. It doesn't say legal fees, but that's what the open question was earlier. And that's it. Grant. Retransit Grant.
Okay. Pardon me, William. It's Grace again. What was the date of that email?
This is, I believe, today. Let me see if I can scroll up here.
Okay.
November 7th at 5:06 p.m., and I guess that's my time.
Okay.
5:06 p.m.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So they just got resolved today, and I believe they're going to be paid tomorrow.
Okay.
So we should be getting something soon. Meaning an audit report. Okay.
William, excuse me.
Any further discussion on the 2014 audit?
Yes, William, this is Sasha again. I just wanted to comment.
And Janet, I have a point of information.
Okay, Sasha, let Sasha finish.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that William received it at 5:06 and this meeting started at 5:30. So I don't think anyone can hold this into some sort of suspicious context, given that there wasn't even a half an hour for him to email it to everyone. And he was also preparing for the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, but it was 5:06 my time, so it was 3 hours and some odd minutes.
Nevertheless, you know, not everybody is on top of their email. Some people have to work and do things during the day, right?
Send it out. Thank you. Janet, you had a question.
Oh, just I think you said that the auditor will send the audit. But I think it's another draft audit. We already got one draft audit, but this would be a second draft audit. Is that
We may not even see it first. I think the procedure, and I'm not positive of this, I think the procedure is that it'll the management first, and then after they agree, then we may see it. I think that's the way it works. I don't think he's going to send management and us at the same time.
Yeah, but my question was about whether it's the audit itself or another draft. Well, I guess it's a draft audit until it gets approved. Okay, never mind.
Okay. you got a very good point there. It's a draft until it gets approved, until we approve or accept it. Very good, as a committee. Any other 2014 discussion? Okay, we'll close that item and move on to number 7, fiscal year 2015 audit status. I got some info. What did Lydia say? I believe she said that they're going to pay, and that's where I learned that they're going to pay. And she said that they've checked out KPFK, and that their reconciliations were in good for 2015, were in good shape. But they still, as of, I think, a month ago, but they still need to confirm what's going on with the other stations. So that's a good sign. I think KPFK was one of the slower ones last time around. So hopefully that we'll get some further updates soon. I'll follow up with Lydia on that.
This is Myla.
Go ahead, Myla.
Are you referring to 2015 or 2014?
2015. We're discussing 2015. This had to do, like, with your question about the status. The status is that K looks pretty good, but they still have to follow up on other stations.
Okay, here's my question. Do we have any word from the auditor about when they will start on the 2015 audit?
No.
Have we asked?
Yes, that's been discussed, and they said they weren't willing to state that until they finish 2014, then they'll take the next step. That's what I believe happened in the past 6 months or whatever.
And how was that communicated to you?
I think that was discussed at one of these open meetings. I don't believe I have anything like that in writing.
So that is, we haven't gotten a current answer with respect to that. That we're just going to rely on that discussion from meetings long ago.
Yeah,
and by the way, I'd just like to say, I think that, copying members of the committee in writing when you get communication from the auditor I don't suggest that because I'm suspicious. I just think it's the proper way to conduct the committee's business.
Okay. Point taken. Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion on that? The quote.
Sasha, with a question for you.
Yes, Sasha.
Has there been any discussion about the cost of 2015 and the payment schedule, like what percentage do they want, to start and
not
so forth?
To my knowledge, we haven't addressed it as a committee, and I haven't heard anything about the payments for 2015. But since they have difficulty paying half of the $23,000
right.
balance for 2014, I think there will be issues with paying for 2015. And I'm sure there's... If I recall correctly, there are some upfront fees that have to be paid before they start. So,
I think that's the way it's gone in the past. I have another question. You said contact had to be made with the other stations in terms of the status of their books. And I'm wondering, I have no idea what the answer to this is, so I'm just throwing it out there. Is it okay for the audit committee to contact the stations to ask what the status is of their books?
personal, I wouldn't think so. I would think we're involved with hiring the auditor and then following up when the auditor makes recommendations on changes, which has been very lacking for many years. We haven't followed up on his suggestions on how to improve things. What are the findings? Management letter, it's referred to generically, even though there's two different letters. The committee hasn't really followed up on all that stuff. So hopefully we're going to get a new management letter and we can jump on it.
I have one last question.
For the stack.
And Myla for the stack.
Yeah, I have one last question and then...
Go ahead.
So I do, as you know, I just made comments. I certainly support transparency, and forgive me if I was saying... I wasn't just suggesting it, that there are those who, you know, have conspiracy theories and suspicions and so forth. And I want to say that in part I say that because there is someone close to KPFA who sends out these missives to us. I think one last week said that the auditor wanted $75,000. So, you know, there's a lot of misinformation floating around out there, and I don't know who believes what. But I had a question now. This question has escaped me. It's escaped me. So I kind of wondered, though, I mean, I do believe that we should have transparency and that committee members should, you know, get the emails and be updated and so forth. But I also wonder, at times, I think there's a place for people also having a more personal relationship, and perhaps William can actually get a little bit more information that way than if the auditor knows that things are instantly sent to the committee. And I know this is a strange suggestion to some of you, but I worked as a journalist, and, you know, getting information is something I know something about. So I just toss that out there. I know you're going to have protests for various reasons about what I said, but that's behind my thinking.
Okay, thank you.
Now, William,
there were two people. There was Myla and somebody before Myla.
Janet. I was.
Janet. Yeah.
Okay, Janet.
Your Janet was before Myla. Sorry.
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so when it comes to whether the question about whether the audit committee can go to, you know, find out from stations what's going on there around the audits, that is totally inappropriate. The audit committee does not do the audit. Management does the audit. And,
no.
Excuse me. Please don't interrupt. The audit committee oversees that the audit is being done. It does not do the audit. And I would suggest another option would be for the different LSBs to ask their management what the status is with their stations being ready for the 2015 audit. I'm done.
Okay, thank you. Myla?
Oh, okay. It's my understanding that management is responsible for preparing financial statements, which are in turn audited by the auditor. It isn't management that audits, it's the auditor that audits management's financial statements. Now, with respect to the cost of the audit, I really wanted to get back to that. In recent years, the cost of the audit doubled and tripled, and I believe that was a function, unfortunately, of the auditor having to step in and produce generally accepted accounting practices financial statements, which were not being produced by management. And so we had a circumstance
Stop. This is William. You're making statements that may or may not be true, and I object, and I want you to stop talking about the auditor doing work that he wasn't authorized to do. That is not true.
Well, I'm not saying that the auditor. I am not saying that the auditor was doing work that he was not authorized to do. I just want to make the point that we need to be very clear that when we hire an auditor, we hire the auditor specifically to audit financial statements that have been produced by management. And I think that we need to make sure that that is the work of the auditor, only to review the financial statements produced by management.
Janet, to the SAC again.
Yes, Janet.
Well, first, if I made a statement, or the statement I made just before, if I said that management does the audit, I was wrong. I mean, I misspoke. What I meant was management provides the information to the auditor. It's management that does that, not this committee. And the information is way beyond the financial statements. There's a lot more that the auditor looks at.
I agree.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Grace for the STAC.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. I just received an email from somebody from KPFT who I don't know at all. I believe, anyway. And she asked me to ask a question. And she says, if I'm not mistaken, Liddy Brazon reported in the last LSV meeting that we owed an additional $50,000 to the auditors for 1099 work.
This is entirely possible. I was
I remember asking, because there was a figure that I read that we now owe the auditor something like $90,000, and I asked Lydia about that. That would be the amount that we were being charged for the 1099 and possibly other forms being completed by the auditor, and also what we owe for the 2014 audit, the total being approximately $90,000. And I asked Lydia on the PNB public call about that, and she did not dispute the amount. I don't think that we got a complete answer.
Grace.
Yes.
Grace, are you reading from an email, or are you?
No. I did just the first sentence that I said. Then
I'm going to rule against you discussing this. This is hearsay. This is emails. This is people wondering. I will acknowledge that.
No. Let me say that.
Wait a minute. I'll acknowledge that management hires the same auditor to work on certain tax returns, and that may be additional money involved. But that's not what we're involved in. We're not involved in preparing 990s. You said 1099.
William, can I please continue what I was saying? I was on the PNB call myself. In the IED report, in the question and answer period, I specifically asked about the $90,000 that I had read that we owe the auditor to the IED. Now, if the work is being done by the auditor, then it seems to me that's within the purview of the audit committee. If the work is being done and charged for by the CFO or by Pacifica finance staff, that's one thing. But if the work is being done by the auditor, then it's within our purview to discuss it and consider it. And if we owe the auditors $50,000 for putting together reports other than the audits, like the 1099 reporting, we should know about it, figure out why the bill is so high for a simple form being filled out, and have it itemized, and understand what deficiencies we have in our own financial house that
Chair,
is leading
Janet.
To such high auditor charges.
Janet.
Janet?
I think the
can you hear me?
Committee.
Hello? This is Dorothy.
Yes.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, you could be next. Janet, go ahead.
yes, it would be good for this committee to get this information, but it should not be based on what somebody remembers happens at some meeting that the IED said or whatever. That's why we should get the information directly. This committee should get information directly from the IED.
I'm just wondering, is Dorothy, my turn? I'm just wondering why we would have massive amounts of 1099s. Do we have a lot of independent contractors working for us? I thought that we have employees working for us. So I don't understand why there would be more than maybe a dozen of them. I don't understand.
William,
this is Grace for clarification. I'm sorry. There was an error in what I said.
Grace, I'm talking. I corrected you already that it was 990, not 1099.
Right, correct.
And thank you. And thank you, Dorothy. And none of this has anything to do with the audit committee. We speak with the auditor about the audit. The auditor has sent us an email, which I just agreed I'm going to send to everybody after the meeting, where he tells us what our balance is. And our balance is nothing more than $23,154 for the audit. If the management decides that the auditor, same audit company, the same accounting company, is going to do some other kind of work, that has nothing to do with the audit. Thank you. And so we're not going to be asking questions about that or getting anything that has nothing to do with the audit. If you want to start searching for information, do it somewhere else. You're not going to do it in the audit committee.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla, on the stack.
Okay, I just want some clarification from the auditor that the balance owed for preparing 990 will not in any way have anything to do with when they proceed with the 2015 audit.
He's already said he's going to issue it as soon as he gets his half payment of the $23,154. And
I'm not talking about that.
That has nothing to do with the audit committee. Thank you.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when he begins the 2015 audit. And I would like confirmation from him that payment for preparing Form 990 will not in any way interfere with commencement of the 2015 audit. I'd just like a confirmation that it's apples and oranges and that if he hasn't been paid for 990, helping us with the Form 990, that will not have any bearing whatsoever on the timing of proceeding with the 2015 audit.
Nancy,
is that Nancy?
Yes, I've been taking time, and I added the time that we did not spend, and we have come to the time, okay?
Oh.
For this item.
Okay.
And
you're right. I wasn't even looking. Okay.
Sasha, I'll make a motion that we extend the time by 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to extending 5 minutes? None was extended.
And then I was on the stack.
Sasha, again, okay.
So, I'm just wondering, I may be confused about what is and what is not within the purview of the audit committee, but I would certainly like to know what kinds of things, besides whether the 990s are completed or paid for or what have you, stands in the way. I'd also like to know whether we have our materials ready, and I don't see why the audit committee could not contact each general manager or business manager. Perhaps it should go through the general manager just to find out what the status is on all the materials for the 2015 audit. I'd also like to know whether or not full payment of 2014 will be an issue in starting 2015, and whether 2015 needs its own half payment or something of the nature before, because I think those are really big issues that might stand between us and a 2015 audit beginning.
I'm trying to digest this and say that these are separate items, but
the second part of your question or comment, Sasha, about what was it? Some other item that had nothing to do with this. It was not to do with the auditor, but the management is trying to find out if everything's ready. And we report to the TNB. We don't. We have no authority over stations, general managers, or anybody else. We have authority over checking out the
authority. Order. We're just a committee asking a question. That's all. I mean, is that a matter of... It's not saying order, this is your deadline. It's just saying, what is the status? Just as a point of just information that the committee needs. In terms
Chair,
of
this
its
is Janet.
Janet, for the stack or a point?
Well, stack,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so, yes, this committee is a governance committee. And just as also... I mean, PNB directors are not supposed to be communicating with staff. I mean, that's not appropriate. Staff is not appropriate, and this it should definitely not be made official by this body approving something like that. Management reports to eventually up to the IED. At this point, up to senior management, not to the governance entities.
Janet, Sasha for the stack, I just want to respond quickly. You know, I mean, some of this discussion that we have such an inefficient system, and that's really beginning to concern me in our financial state, because it really slows down our being able to get a handle on the issues and then maybe brainstorm for what to do about it. You know, I'd really like to know how much money is needed to start the 2015 audit. And maybe we need to think of some way of raising that money. You know, and I'd like that answer. And I think it's a responsibility of the audit committee to really have a good handle on what's going on with the audits. Because it also means potential CPB money, an influx of money, if we can get these bloody audits up to date. So it's,
here, here.
You know, I think it's our responsibility, frankly.
Chair, this is Janet, point of personal privilege.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, I mean, I, Sasha, I basically agree that where there are problems with how this whole, you know, with the structure of this foundation and all, and there are limitations and there are issues, but... Again, I for different entities to start meddling in this responsibility, that responsibility it would make things even more complicated and messy, and it's also inappropriate.
Nancy, okay. APFC.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I
think 5 minutes are up. 1 more minute. Right,
that's right. Okay, I'll say real quick to answer Sasha's question. As long as I've been in the audit committee, we've never had to pay something like down and then they start. Not that I know of ever. It's usually they do something and then pay us. So it's never been something put down first, down payment, no.
Well, okay, I may be wrong. This is William, but I believe that's the case, that you pay some money.
Oh, really?
I may be wrong. What else? Okay, is there any further discussion on the 2015 audit? And I'm going to be nice here and say, did anybody want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion.
Go ahead, Grace.
Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to move that the audit committee ask the IED for an itemized list of all monies owed to the auditor and what those monies are owed for. And if non-payment, either in part or in full, would delay the start of the 2015 audit.
Okay. Could you possibly email that to us, please?
Yeah.
This is Sasha. I'll second
Janet,
that.
Point of information.
You don't need a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay. I'm sending it. I'm sending it to you, William, and then I'll copy it to everybody else. So I want to send it to you quickly.
Okay.
There you go. It's out.
Who was Janet? Had something.
Janet. Point of information.
Yes, Janet.
So Grace, this could be done in writing. I mean, we could request this information in writing. Is that
That's
right?
That's what I want.
Is that okay?
That the audit committee ask the IED for an itemized list of all monies owed to the auditor and what those monies are owed for, and if non-payment either in part or in full would delay the start of the 2015 audit.
Excellent.
Okay.
Janet, can I get on the stack?
And then Sasha.
Okay, I'll send it to you all as soon as I can here.
Okay, this is William. I'm just looking at, I'm trying to look at what Grace just read, and I see it. I'm going to read it for what she wrote. It's probably exactly the same. Motion that the audit committee ask the IED for an itemized list of all monies owed to the auditor and what those monies are owed for, and if non-payment either in part or in full would delay the start of the 2015 audit. I would just, let's see. I think I'd like to add a phrase in the last part of this that say, no, okay, we'll just take it that way.
Janet,
Janet and then Sasha.
Okay, Janet.
Okay, I'm sending it to everyone else now.
Thank you. I'd like to move to amend to add the two words in writing after ask the IED in writing, and also somewhere at the end to be sent in writing.
Hello?
I second that.
Does it need
We don't need a second, but okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sasha.
Oh, second part you wanted to add?
It was to that the response from the IED would be in writing, something like that.
Okay. Would you be able to rewrite the sentence or?
I'll try. I just need to see the motion. Okay, there it is, and
okay,
I'll send it in a moment.
Okay, and then Sasha.
Well, Janet's preoccupied at the moment, and she's our parliamentary procedure person. But I was hoping when you started, what I wanted to add, and I was hoping you were going to do it, William, was when you started to say you wanted to include another phrase, and I do, and I guess that's an amendment to the amendment. But anyway, I hope you would consider this a friendly amendment, perhaps, Grace. I'd like to find out whether the IED also knows of anything else that might stand in the way of our starting the 2015 audit as soon as possible. And, you know, I'd like to say something like including, you know, how ready all the books are. You know, can you give us a report on how ready all the books are for each individual station and materials ready to be given to the auditor? So I don't know if you'll consider that friendly or not, but I'd like to find out anything that would be, you know, not, would interfere with the 2015 audit starting.
This is great. Yes. Can I speak to that?
Go ahead, Grace.
Grace might know more, better than me. Go ahead.
Okay. Any motion can have up to two amendments. So another amendment after Janice would be appropriate. However, I would suggest, and I'd certainly accept it as a friendly amendment, however, I would suggest that you write it up as a separate motion after we dispose of this one so that the reason for having them be separate, in my opinion, is so that we can get an answer to the first one quicker.
We don't want the delay in getting an answer to your question.
Good. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you could write up your motion separately while we're disposing of this one and Janet's amendment.
That means I have to turn on my computer, but yes.
Okay. Williams.
This is Nancy from KPFT.
This is
and Mila also for the stack.
Oh. William trying to talk. I disagree entirely, and we will not, I don't believe we'll make any motion about how ready the stations are. That's already being taken care of, that they're looking into it. I just explained to you about how K looks good, and they're good. They're following up on other stations. We don't need another motion on that. So I'm ruling against that. Now,
wait a minute. You could just rule against my making a motion?
I said
doesn't the body have to vote on that?
Well, if you want to challenge
the ruling of the chair.
I have a rule of order. This is Grace.
Hold on. I'm trying to, in the middle of a sentence, and you're all jumping in. This item about whether the stations are ready, we already asked that. We already got a partial response on that due to our earlier question from Mila last meeting. And they're following up on it. So I don't think we need another motion.
Okay. This is Grace. Can I put forward my point of order?
Go ahead.
Okay. I think we should go over my motion, Janet's amendment to my motion, and then my motion first. And then when Sasha puts forward her motion, I think you can then make a ruling of the chair. But I think we should keep to the subject we're on. We're already on a motion, so I think we should deal with that first.
And Mila for the stack?
Go ahead, Mila.
I'm just wondering if I have to do this after we've already considered the amendment. But I have a friendly amendment, and I would just like to add that we would like itemized a
chair,
total
point of order.
Yes, Janet.
So about Grace's point of order is totally appropriate, and so somebody's wanting to add even an additional amendment that would be in addition to Sasha's amendment that it's being suggested that be put off once we settle Grace's motion with my amendment. So can we just do that, and then you would entertain other amendments or motions?
I could agree with that. Mila, you were trying to say something?
Janet, did you send your amendment in writing?
Yes.
Yes, I'm looking.
Oh, okay. I see it now. Okay.
Okay. So Janet's amendment is to add in writing that we ask the IED
Point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
If we go ahead and approve of this amendment, would it then be possible to add some other wording to the motion after we've already gone through this this particular procedure? Because I have a slight tweaking that I would like to do to this motion. So will that be possible after we vote?
Chair, this is Janet. May I respond? Okay, so what we can do is, the way it works is you can have, as Grace had said, two amendments. So Sasha's amendment was put aside, but so what we could do is deal with my amendment, and then we could deal with Sasha's amendment, and then we could deal with Myla's amendment, all to Grace's original motion, I assume. So just take care of one amendment first, and then we can deal with the different other amendments.
Well, I sort of have a different impression. I thought that it was suggested that what Sasha was talking about would be an entirely separate motion, not be an amendment to this.
Okay, so I don't. But that was.
So we still only have one.
Is that true?
Sasha, is that? I just now emailed, I put it under the subject heading of motion, but if you think it can be an amendment, I'm perfectly agreeable for it to be that.
Well, I thought we did, somebody said, and I thought we were going with that would be a separate motion. And I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I just emailed it out to the committee, so check my sent folder.
Nancy to the stack from KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
I just wanted to, I'm wondering if everybody remembers that Grant Lamb said they would not go forward with a new audit until the former audit was paid. That's, they said many times, every year. But I never heard of a down payment in advance. I don't know of that. But
you've already said that.
What I'm saying is we're asking the same question that he already answered. You know, will any monies owed be stopping the beginning of the next audit? And he's already said many times that, you know, they're not going to start a new one until the previous one or former one is paid for.
Okay. And I agree with that. I think I've heard that. I just saw Sasha's motion and, I still think it's a totally separate motion. So I would recommend that we look at, where did it go? Grace's motion as amended by Janet. So,
this is point of order. We need to approve Janet's amendment first and then vote on the main motion as amended?
Correct. Janet's amended to your motion first, and then just then the whole motion.
Myla for the stack.
Myla.
Yeah, hi. I think that you, if I understood correctly, that Grace said that there could be up to two. I just added a couple of words and sent it to everybody. The words I added are in purple, and the words that were added by Sasha were in red, I think. I'm not sure, but anyway, take a look. I just wanted to also ask about what had already been billed and paid by the auditor, as well as what's owed.
Janet,
Nancy,
point of order.
Point of order first. That's
order. Right. And so what should happen is Myla's amendment should be voted on first, then my amendment, then the main motion as amended, if assuming any of these get approved.
You're right. Okay. So
this is Sasha for the stack.
Occurs
to me that that we could add a phrase at the end of mine, if it all becomes of a piece, that says we would, you know, another sentence, paragraph, something to the effect of, we would appreciate that you respond to these questions as the information becomes available. Each as the information becomes available.
Chair, point of order.
Go ahead.
Janet,
go ahead.
So can you rule on my point of order that we would deal with Myla's amendment, my amendment, and the main motion, and Sasha's motion separate?
That's where I think we're going.
Yes.
So there shouldn't be, so if that's the case, then there shouldn't be discussion now about Sasha's motion.
I agree. Well, let's any objection, is there any further discussion of adding the phrase billed and paid as suggested by Myla? Hearing none, that amendment is approved and added to the motion. Now we're looking at Janet's amendment was to add that this be in writing from the committee and or from me, whatever it is, and that the response be in writing as well. Any objection to that amendment?
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead.
I think we're doing something that we already know the answer to, the latter part. I don't mind about the itemization, that's not a problem. But asking about would the 2015 audit be delayed if the 2014 is not paid for, he has already answered this many times. Why are we doing this again?
Nancy, that's not in this motion.
That's true.
So let's wait, hold off. Let's try to get rid of this motion first. And I just asked if there were any objections to Janet's amendments about putting it in writing. And I was just about to say, hearing none, that's approved. And no objections,
Sasha,
to that.
One second. Now, you know, I haven't ever received Myla's email.
Oh, Sasha, let's see. Did anyone else receive it? I sent it.
Yeah.
Are you on here, Sasha?
Yeah, I'm looking at my email. I've looked in my junk folder. I don't see.
Sasha, I don't see you listed here. And I've just been replying all, and I don't see you here.
Okay.
So,
well, I just sent you an email saying.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Check
it.
Thank you.
This is Janet. I just forwarded it to you, Sasha.
Thank you, Janet. Hope Sasha heard you and looks for it. Okay, now we have the motion from Grace as amended twice. Any discussion on that full motion? Let me read it. Motion that the audit committee the IED in writing for an itemized list of all monies billed and paid as well as owed to the auditor and what those monies are owed for, and if non-payment either in part or in full would delay the start of the 2015 audit, and that the IED's response is to be in writing. Any further discussion on this motion as amended? Hearing none, then are there any objections to this motion as amended?
Nancy.
Is that an objection?
Yes.
Okay. Do you care to discuss your objection or you just want to take a vote?
No, I already said why. We're asking the same question that we've already been told. We're told in executive session. We're told in last year. I mean, we were told many times. If it's the previous one is not paid,
point
it
of,
will not start.
Point of order.
Why are
point
we
of
why
order.
Are wasting money?
Point of order.
Okay,
point
Myla.
Nancy,
Myla.
I'd just like to remind the members that we should not be talking about things that were discussed in executive session.
Well, this was also discussed in public session in the finance committee, so it's really not that big of a secret.
That may or may not be the case. We just don't disclose what we've discussed in private in closed session.
This is Grace. I have can I speak for a minute?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Nancy, what you're saying is perfectly true. However, according to the IED, the auditor, for some reason, completed the Pacifica 990 form and is billing us for it. There is a possibility that the 2015 audit may be delayed not only because of non-payment of the 2014 audit, but because of other separate billings by the auditor to the foundation. So that was not covered in the earlier questions about any delays to the 2015 audit, which was part of the reason that I put this motion forward.
Janet?
Okay, I think we're out of time.
I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Any objection to extending 5 minutes? Hearing none, and we went way over the last time, but okay, 5 minutes. It's now 10:12 in New York.
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so, one, the auditor doesn't do the 990. It's an audit. It's an accounting firm that the auditor is, it's a different division, basically. Two, we have not gotten, you know, there may be, have been statements in meetings, but what this particular motion is asking for, it's asking for something in writing. So that's what makes it different.
Okay, thank you. So are there any objections to the motion as amended? Hearing none, that motion as amended is approved, and so I'll send out something to the IED. Here. And now Sasha had a motion. We have a few minutes left. Let's see if I can find that. Let's see. Sasha, there it is. Sasha, motion. And let's see. I guess, is that Sasha, the whole thing is the motion? Everything goes to the motion?
William, sorry. I thought I had added a sentence. Did I email something out to you? No, I did not. Oh, phooey. No, I think it's okay the way it is, yeah. And I don't think I need to motivate it. I think I have already.
Okay, I'm just going to read it out loud. Due to our great concern with getting the audit for 2015 started as soon as possible, the audit committee respectfully asks for a report from the IED on the status of all issues that might affect the start of the audit. This would include an estimated time of completion by Pacifica and each station of all materials needed by the auditor to proceed, as well as anything else needed before the 2015 audit can commence.
So I have one change. It's might affect with an A.
Might, where is that? Might, why don't I see it? There it is. Okay. Okay. I think you're right. Good catch on yourself. Very good.
Point of information, Nancy, could somebody send it to me? I'm not getting it.
Let's see.
Thank you for reading it, but could somebody send it to me?
I see. So it's on this email. It's listed. You're listed as nancysibara at gmail.com. Is that the right address?
Okay, then I'll wait a little longer then.
Okay.
Myla for the stack.
Yes, Myla.
I just added the words FY 2015 to the motion. Just so that it reads in the first paragraph that might affect the start of the FY 2015 audit, to be precise.
Okay.
This is Grace.
I just sent it.
Go ahead, Grace.
This is Grace. I'd like to carry forward Janet's suggestion that we put in writing before in this, so that the audit committee respectfully asks for a report in writing from the IED on the status of all issues that might affect the start of the audit.
Well, can I say by email instead? Can we say by email instead? You know, I'm trying to not make it
something that would annoy someone.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
By email.
Okay, are you gonna retype that or?
I think I have it. I can send it.
Great. Thank you.
Let me try doing this. So fiscal year and fiscal year, okay.
FY 2015.
Okay. So I'm sending it to you all now as amended.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, this is William. I would, again, I object to the second paragraph, being that that's already being worked on. They're checking out, they've checked out K, and they're going to be checking out the other stations. I don't know if somebody wants to move to take that out. I'm not, at this time.
Myla for the stack.
Go ahead, Myla.
Okay. I would like to see it in there just because I think that it's important for us to have as much material as possible in writing. And even if you say it's being taken care of, there are a lot of things that have slipped by the wayside, even though we had been assured that they were taken care of. We are now the fiscal year 2015 audit was supposed to be filed with the Charitable Trust Division of the California Secretary of State by June of this year. So we're way late, which means we're losing CPB funding as a result of being so far behind on our audits. And, you know, the assurances are one thing, but I would like something concrete, a written estimate about what is needed now, because this is of utmost importance and it's a very serious matter.
Chair, this is Janet, point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
How much time of the 5 minutes extension has elapsed, or where are we on time?
We went over it by 2 minutes already. So let's take a vote on this motion.
One quick comment. There's two extra words on the end. Just erase them in your mind.
Have you sent it yet? I haven't received it. Or maybe I have.
I did. Okay. I'll send it again without those two words.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're a great answer.
Okay, so we're saying this is, we're amending this. Okay. Let me look.
Well, may I just say that, Grace, when I'm reading yours, it's best to put FY directly before 2015, not FY audit for 2015, but rather the
all right.
FY.
All right, I'll do that. Yeah, I got it. Okay, I'll do that. Okay. All right. Now I'm sending it out again without those mistakes.
Thanks.
Chair, this is Janet. Point of order.
Yes, Janet.
So there are two amendments. One is the one that Grace just sent or is sending in a corrected version. And the other was Myla's amendment, both to Sasha's main motion. So we should vote on the two.
Well, it's just adding the word.
Please stop interrupting. Please.
It's not like it's any kind of a major amendment. It's just FY.
Excuse me. You don't have the floor.
Thank you. Okay. There are two. Technically, it's two amendments. Okay. I see. We have the FY 2015 audit, I think is what Myla added to the first paragraph. And now let me see what if Grace has came to me yet.
This is Sasha. I
just sent it.
Myla's again. This is Sasha.
Oh, here's from Grace. Okay, let's see what Grace does.
Sasha, what did you just say?
I never received Myla's again.
She didn't send one.
Oh, okay.
We just amended it as we were talking about it.
Okay.
Myla, getting the audit for fiscal. Yeah, it's just the language.
Point of, I don't know, can I just respond to or yes, point of order or something. Well, Myla did send an amendment.
Yes, she did.
Right.
And I think
fiscal year 2015.
And Sasha said she didn't receive it.
I thought I forwarded it to you.
Oh, that was to Grace's, I thought. What you forwarded to me was to Grace. I never got the original.
All right, I'll try to forward that to you if that's what.
Well, if my.
Oh, I see. All right.
Myla's amending my.
Yeah, I'll forward that to you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, this is William. I'm looking at Grace's latest, and it seems to include the FY 2015 in the last paragraph. I think that was Myla's amendment, so we actually have them both. We could do them separately, but they both appear in red in my email from Grace.
This is Sasha. There's also in the first paragraph, it's the getting the audit for HY 2015 also has to be changed.
FY, getting the audit for FY 2015.
First sentence, the very first sentence. It's
yeah.
in red. The FY is in red already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then add the word report by email from the IED. This is what I see those three
yes.
changes.
Yes. Yes.
And in the first paragraph came later, so let's vote on that first.
If you click on the three buttons, you'll get the second paragraph. It just transmitted weirdly.
Right.
Well, I see two paragraphs.
Oh, okay. All right. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to open it up in order to see it.
Okay, so any objection to changing the first paragraph to include FY when we refer to 2015 and the word getting a report by, quote, email, unquote. The email is the addition. Any objection to those additions?
This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Sorry, technically the by should also be in red. That was also added. Both.
Oh, okay. I'll take a word for it. I'm not going back and forth. Okay. Any objections to adding the FY by the year and by email between report and from the IED? Any objections to that amendment? Hearing none, that's approved. And then the other amendment is to add FY, capital F, capital Y, before 2015 in the last paragraph. Any objections to that amendment?
Sasha, with a question?
Yes, Sasha.
Am I going crazy or didn't Myla have an amendment to this?
She did
Sasha,
not.
Sasha, did I?
Did not. Okay.
No, she
Sasha,
did,
can
but
I
it's the same one.
The hardest thing is to look for something that isn't there. That's really hard.
Can I clarify?
Go ahead.
This is Myla.
Ahead,
yeah, Sasha, I think this is a really important motion, and I really appreciate you putting it forward. And the only amendment I made was to add the FY to indicate that it was for fiscal year 2015, which
Okay. So I thought you had something else.
That was it. Yeah, okay. Thank you for the motion.
And we've now approved both of those changes, both of those amendments now. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Point of information?
Yes, Venetia.
Can you just read it, please, one more time?
Sure. Due to our great concern with getting the audit for FY 2015 started as soon as possible, the Audit Committee respectfully asks for a report by email from the IED on the status of all issues that might affect the start of the audit. Paragraph. This would include an estimated time of completion by Pacifica and each station of all materials needed by the auditor to, my screen just went blank, hold on a second, to proceed as well as anything else needed before the FY 2015 audit can commence. Okay? That was the reread for Venetia. Now, are there any objections to this motion as amended?
Okay, well, I'm going to object. I would remove the second paragraph. Rather, vote. Could you take the roll call? This is already in process. So. Nancy, could you take a vote on this?
So what point of information?
Yes.
William, are we voting on the entire motion, or are we voting on removing the second paragraph?
We're voting on the entire motion. I can't make motions.
Okay. All right.
I just made an objection.
Okay.
Thank you. Nancy? Nancy Sabara-Naratomi, you there?
I was muted. I'm sorry. When you said something about the second paragraph that you did not agree with, and then it broke up in two places.
I can't make motions, so I'm just objecting to the whole motion, and so therefore we need to take a vote on the whole motion.
Okay. Okay. KPFA, Sasha Futran, how do you vote?
Yes.
But Sasha votes yes. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Janet votes yes. Margie's not here. Grace Aaron from KPFK?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Jonathan Alexander, not here. Dorothy Reich?
Reich.
Dorothy Reich, I'm sorry. Dorothy? Dorothy, I don't hear you. William Heerwagon from DAI.
No.
This is Dorothy. I vote yes.
Dorothy votes yes. Dorothy votes yes. And William votes no. Okay, and Frank Lefevre, not here. I don't hear you. Wesley Bethune from KPFT.
Hello?
Wesley?
No.
Oh, I don't hear Wesley. Okay, and Nancy Sabara, and I'm going to pass. Venetia Patel Adams. Venetia?
I guess I will abstain.
Abstain, okay. And Deb Shapiro not here. Ron Pindrak not here. Nancy Gordon not here. Okay, I'll go back to the pass. That's me. I'm going to abstain. I'm sorry. So we have yes, there's many. Sasha, Janet, Grace, Myla, Dorothy, and one no, William. So we have five no and two abstentions. So
no, we have
five.
We don't have five. Did you miss speak?
Five,
yes.
Five,
okay.
Yes,
two
abstentions.
Yes.
Five yes, one no, two abstentions. The motion is approved.
Great.
Okay, I think we're done. Let me just look at the agenda. See if there's anything else we're supposed to be doing.
Chair, this is Janet.
New business. What was added? There was to invite the ICD to a meeting.
Chair.
Janet, you have a question?
I move to adjourn.
And we are 5 minutes past our estimate. Any objections to adjourning? We're adjourned. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, everybody. You, everybody.